Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ground ball to short to his left. Dropped by Mason Wynn. Strong throw. Still got him. Boy, it's good to have a cannon like that. When you knock a ball down and from deep short, you can still get it out.
Well, it's here. Cardinals offseason technically started a month ago, but we are now officially in the baseball offseason and all really curious to see what's going to happen next. Joining us here on the Chris and Amy show is the lead Cardinals writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. It is Derek Gould, who is with us on KMOX. How's it going, Derek?
All right. How are you? I'm almost a gentleman, but Amy's there, and I wanted to congratulate her.
Uh-huh.
No, I was looking like this. Tell me more about the Salvation Army thing.
Oh, well, I will just note.
If I can just interrupt and yes. Ask the first question of the interview.
Yes, I will just say it'll be pithy. I was so honored to be the chair of the Salvation Army this Christmas season for their Red Kettle campaign. And Derek, like, I love the Salvation Army and all the work they do helping out the neighbors around the St. Louis area. And so thank you very much. I'm so excited to partner with them.
Man.
I will be ringing the bell next to the Red Kettle at a Deerberg's near you.
Congratulations. That's great to hear.
Thank you.
I did an interview while someone last year, one of the Cardinals executives was out there, and we did an interview while ringing the bell.
Oh, awesome. It's the best. Everybody can volunteer.
That would probably sound cool. Great. That'd probably sound great on radio. Just the bell ringing the entire time during the interview.
It's
sound great.
It has Christmas spirit to it.
I guess it would.
And I will say this, Derek, because as the off season begins, I'm very excited about Heim Bloom, and I thought the Cardinals should use the hashtag Heim to Fly. Heim to Fly is pretty good, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Don't use it.
Time to Fly. I'm sure they've fiddled around with a bunch of. I've seen a lot of different ones. Off season is in bloom.
There you go.
That would have been an old timey newspaper headline in the before times. We would have gone with off season in bloom. So now we won't. But any of those would have been good.
Derek, here's what you can use. The first draft. The first real draft. Some of those players, if they ever graduate to the big leagues, when they do, you can call them baby bloomers.
That's so good.
Totally taking that.
So
that's
good.
Great.
Yeah, you can use that.
That's
so
good. Well, Derek, you're welcome. You're welcome in advance.
thank you, guys.
And I guess we're done here.
Yeah.
All right. So the offseason is underway. The first thing that the first bit of news that happened before the season came to an end was learning the Cardinals, and you did some reporting on this too, that they have their entire coaching staff coming back. They're going to make some additions. They're going to add some roles. Some guys are going to sort of shift around within the organization, but nobody is being launched from the organization. What are your thoughts on them just kind of going with what they have in-house at the moment?
I think it speaks to a lot of how Heim Bloom came in, had more than a year to kind of, two years really, to kind of get to know folks and understand folks. And as that kind of evolved and his feel for it developed, he really told us in that first day and said so at other times that he understood the value of that continuity and how there were a lot of the right people in the right jobs, but they just needed more help. And the support staff or the tech or whatever wasn't there to amplify what the group was capable of doing, and he wanted to do that. In some cases, he wants to see what a year with some of these folks and some of this group, what a year with him in charge does, right? He's notably keeping a position open that would be his top lieutenant, so to speak, the general manager spot. That could go to anybody who's in-house. That could go to somebody from outside. But he's allowing that to kind of develop. But he saw the work, and this is happening both in the front office and on the field staff, that the people in place were already doing. And I was like, well, look at what more they could do or what direction they could go if they had greater support. And so there's been this real big build out of staff, some creation of new positions, and each one of those has come with additional kind of staffing to provide, you know, support underneath that title role.
And one of the notable omissions was Yadier Molina, and there had been reports that there was some interest there, or that at least he was interested in joining the staff, but he is not going to be part of this coaching staff. Is that, what does that say about him and how the organization feels about him? Does it say anything at all?
No, not at this point. Not really. I mean, he hasn't landed with another place. He has a preferred schedule for things. He threw his hat in the ring because he saw all the action happening. You talk to people who are close to him, and, there were a lot of openings, and there remain a lot of staff to fill, and you can't guarantee that that's going to be the case a year from now, which is when he's kind of talked about wanting to be more available, right? So he wanted to go through this senior season with his son, who's a high school catcher, I believe all conference, and certainly a talented player there in Texas. And, he wanted to go through that process of that final high school year, maybe into the draft. He's committed to a college already. And then Yadi said he wants to throw himself back into baseball with the schedule opening to do that. The opportunities this off season kind of changed that schedule maybe a little bit, but but also didn't really change his wish to, if the right spot didn't come open, to stay with his son. And the Cardinals have, throughout this whole thing, they have maintained this conversation with him. He's got an invite to spring training. He's got an opportunity there. If he wants a flexible schedule and wants to contribute, this is the place where he has the most likely opportunity to do that, unless one of his buddies, unless it's with Texas, with Skip Schumacher, or wherever Albert Pujols, if Albert Pujols sets up, that those are possibilities, right? He's got the tie to the Rangers now with Skip as the manager there. But the Cardinals have been consistent. They've been in touch with him, and, folks who represent Yadi have told me that they, they invite to spring and invite to be around, willingness to work around his schedule and his wishes to keep him involved, get him in touch with catchers, all of that stuff. So, no, it doesn't really resonate like huge, like they're walking away from him at all. If anything, they've remained in touch.
Derek Gould with us on KMOX. And from what I can gather, just, listening to what Cardinals fans are thinking and saying about this offseason, some people are feeling prudent about it. Some people want them to be aggressive. They don't have any patience whatsoever. So how is this offseason going to unfold?
Well, I mean, it's going to leave somebody unhappy if those are the views, right? Yeah. I guess we can probably guarantee that. That's the only thing. The prudent is such a fascinating word. It might be more applicable than, say, in past winters, what I would call them conservative, or they would call themselves opportunistic. They have a long game view, and while I'm Bloom repeatedly said and has since either underscored with his visits with y'all on KMOX, I know he was with Matt Pauly, other times where he said they're not going to concede anything. And I think we all know from watching years of this National League Central, it's at least vulnerable to the surprise team, right? A team that contends, a team that can kind of weather the injuries, that can stand out. I mean, the Brewers did a lot without a high payroll, and they got a lot of performance from young folks. And that is possible in this division. They're not in the National League West. They're not in the American League East. That said, they are playing the long game here, and they want to have a focus for a stronger core, a development and deploy kind of model that then they outfit down the road with spending, and that's kind of the key. They're not saying that they're going to go out and capitalize on what could be a really interesting market because of, you know, labor uncertainty from 12 months from now. So that does open up the possibility for a team to be strategic and aggressive and pursue some of these players who a year from now are unsure what the expiration of the CBA is going to bring. But the Cardinals aren't in that frame. They have advertised that they're looking down the road and that their spending will be more about the stuff that we were just talking about, you know, kind of the investment in the future and in the staff and in the infrastructure, which doesn't exactly fill the headlines, but it does put them in a position they feel better for the years to come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How would a lockout affect the Cardinals' plan?
Well, it could delay it. It could. I mean, it's already going to influence it. You're talking about with a lockout. You're talking about teams that are heavily reliant on games being played for their finances, which is a majority of these teams, and particularly the Cardinals. You're talking about another financial pinch for them if they can't sell tickets to games that don't exist and they can't get the broadcast fees from a game that won't be on TV. That will be a pinch. And what baseball does to what system is in place when baseball emerges from these upcoming negotiations will tell us a lot about where the Cardinals can find their next edge. I don't want to be doom and gloom, because there is a real sense that the vibrancy of this last World Series, the $13 billion industry, the talent in the game, all of these things are going to apply leverage to get a deal done and avoid a work stoppage. If owners want to pursue a salary cap, they're not going to get it, and players will hold firm. But that doesn't mean that there aren't other ways for the owners to get some kind of limitations on these skyrocketing tycoon teams and build in something that does allow the smaller market teams to remain competitive. There is a way for that to happen. They have to get creative. They have to get some concessions, and they have to give some concessions. And so the sense is that baseball is riding a wave of popularity and just such great talent in the game that you don't want to destroy that.
Yeah, I think the momentum, losing that would be really painful for them. And maybe they don't quite realize that yet. So maybe, and we talked about this on Gas House Gang last week with Wheeler and Claiborne, that maybe revenue sharing is the answer. Maybe something similar to what the NFL does. Not necessarily a cap so much, but making sure that you've got that pool of money and then the lower level teams can compete and do actually spend that money. Would that ever work?
Right. Yeah. The clamp on you have to spend this on baseball operations is one that, you know, you get some support for that. An NFL model, the baseball would love, right? Because you look it up and the Green Bay Packers got $430 million in revenue sharing a year ago, right? I mean, the baseball is just not dealing in those type of waters. The NFL has such a massive national TV deal that the teams are ahead before they take the field. Baseball is not going to get that. Baseball has a tremendous inventory of games at a day and age when content is king, and they provide a lot of content just by the sheer volume of games, right? And that's something that baseball wants to be in position and is really trying right now to be in position to capitalize on. This World Series will help, but so too will the expiration of multiple you know, local deals that allows for them come 2028 to really, to really go into a national deal that should be more fruitful, more revenue producing, and more widespread to help the smaller teams. That's what they want to get to. They want to get to a deal like the NBA has. And with the World Series ratings outpacing the NBA Finals and Major League Baseball really feeling good about it, they've already started to explore what that looks like with some streaming entities. We've already seen dress rehearsals. You guys have seen the Roku, the Apple TV, got Netflix doing the opening day. These are all dress rehearsals for what does a national package look like for baseball so that they can get that revenue. It won't be the size. It just never will be the size of what you're talking about with the NFL, and that would be great if they could pull that off. That would be helpful for all teams, but it is at least a start.
So lastly, and I know that this has been basically a foregone conclusion, or at least that's what the conventional wisdom is, that this lockout is going to happen. You did mention an avenue that they could avoid it. What is the real likelihood they could avoid a serious work stoppage where, like, maybe the season does start on time in 2027 or maybe just a couple of weeks late or something like that?
Yeah. I mean, very similar to what happened the last time, right? I mean, you had the 2020, the coming out of the lockout the previous time. What was that, 4 years ago? It would be very similar. The way the timing of it works is the CBA expires and the owners put in a lockout, but there are months to go before spring training arrives. There's more months to go before the games are started to schedule. So you could technically have a work stoppage that would not interrupt the season at all. It would interrupt our hot stove conversation. And deadlines create realities, and we saw that in real time. When there wasn't the pressure of a schedule, the conversations kind of lingered and loitered, and they went weeks without negotiations, and then they would have meetings and there wouldn't be pressure. Deadlines create resolution, and the pressure is real for baseball not to lose momentum. So you might see a lockout and go, gosh, oh, here we are again. But you would have the same pressures in place to have a deal done before the season starts.
All right, Derek Gould, we appreciate it. And if you do get any breaking news, let us know first before you tweet.
I don't really think the Post-Dispatch would appreciate that. They prefer that I write it for them and then tweet. That's
Is it?
No, because I'm pretty cool working for the Post-Dispatch.
Just think about it. Give it some thought.
Okay, that will. I'll work on that. We have a long winter ahead.
Thank you, Derek.
You're the best.
Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.